James Cole, June 21st, 1987.
Poos.
The full name is Pat Poos, which means baby Indian. When I was born 9 pounds, 8 ounces. If you don't know, that's a big baby. I was real big. I had a head full of hair. It was curly like this. My dad's side of the family is Indian. And my aunt, she didn't necessarily know that my dad's side of the family was Native American. But she was like, he looks like a baby Papoose. I'm calling Papoose. And it stuck since the day I was born. I went to John Minidale Elementary School, and then I went to Gladstone, which is closed, but that's in Hazelwood. And then I left Gladstone beginning of my 8th grade year and moved to Penn Hills. And I started playing football 8th grade in Penn Hills. Yes, when I was younger, I was very interested in football, but I was too big to play because when I was young, there was a weight limit. So when I was supposed to be on a baby twerp team, I was big enough to play on the middle team and a big team. And my mom said I wasn't allowed to play with them because they was way bigger. So she never let me play. I wasn't allowed to play football until I got to middle school. First, I attended Central Connecticut State University. I went there for a semester, and I transferred to Morgan State, which is in Baltimore, Maryland. And I went there for 5 years, actually. When I first transferred to Morgan State, and the first day, I was cool with a few of the players who were seniors on the team. One of them used to play ball with me when I went to Penn Hills, and he told everybody how good he felt I was. And my first day of practice, I just basically ran through the whole team. They put me in front of the guy who was supposed to be the best offensive lineman on the team. I beat him, and they thought it was a facade. They didn't think that it was real, so they started putting all the other players up, and I whooped everybody. That was one of my biggest moments because I had to take a break because I transferred from Central Connecticut, so I had to wait a whole year till I got to play at Morgan State. So I was on campus. Everybody saw me. They knew I was supposed to be playing football, but I couldn't play football until the next year. But once I did get on the field, I set my mark as a football player. I'll never forget that. I wanted to be a NFL player. That was my inspiration. But I knew I wanted to get my college degree also. So when I went to college, that was one of my main focuses, was getting a degree. Because they could take football away from you any day, but they could never take your education. So I have a degree. I got a job being a personal bodyguard, and I traveled the world for about 3 years. Wiz Khalifa, Miles' personal bodyguard, wherever he went, I had to go. It was good pay for when you worked. It was good money. After a while, I noticed that wasn't what I wanted to do, even though I was blessed enough to travel the world and see 23 different countries. I like to inspire kids and help kids out, and I want to help y'all to understand who you are and be the best person y'all can be, and I couldn't do that traveling the world. It wasn't fulfilling to me. I know y'all think, oh, you was on the road, you was with Wiz, you was the... That type of stuff don't make me happy. If y'all notice, I'm not the type to get dressed up. I don't wear the most expensive clothes. I don't care for none of that stuff. I care about simple things. I wanted to do things that made me happy. So I came home, started up a youth football team, and I do stuff like this, like work with y'all. I'm just a hometown type of guy. I love Pittsburgh, but I'm from Hazelwood, and I take a lot of pride in that. I love everything about Hazelwood. Hazelwood is a very tight-knit community. It's really small. Most people could drive through it and wouldn't know they're there. We are a very family-oriented community, so I do everything I can to keep it the way I was raised so these kids had the same good experiences that I had. And when I was on tour, I was noticing them traditions and them ways slipping away. That's why I did come home to start the football team, because I knew I could impact the most kids doing that, bringing everybody in the community back together and teaching them the morals and ethics that I believe all kids should have.